So tell us about this installation. I think a lot of listeners might ask, to begin with, what is a sound installation?
So sound art is a really broad category. So just as maybe a painter might use oil paint in many different ways, right? You could have abstract paintings. You can have more realistic paintings. Sound art is really art where sound is at the core of the practice, at the forefront. So that means an artist can use a recorded sound. They can record sound in one place and put it in another place. They can create some sort of mechanism that produces sound in real time. They can do a combination of those two things. They can combine sound with an object that you see, or sound can be combined with the architecture of a space. So it really encompasses a broad array of options. But the key thing is that they want you to stop and listen.
So you're actually putting a sound that may not normally exist in that environment, and you're asking somebody to kind of experience it, and it can interact with the environment, can it?
Yes, very much so. So the sound is not native to the environment. Now, some artists really want their sounds to sound like they come from that building or that space. They want them to be subtle. And some artists want there to be a more definitive contrast where it sounds like something really different. They really want to catch your attention immediately. And some of the pieces are interactive. So some will play regardless, and some, depending on what you do or how the environment changes, the sounds will change as well.
So tell us what we're looking at and what we're hearing.
Sure. So this is Laura May's piece entitled Spikes. It's here at the Thayer School of Engineering on the ceiling of the entryway to the Cummings Hall. So what the artist, what Laura May's did, is she created 200 handmade circuits back in her studio. And then she came to Dartmouth and she soldered each of those small circuits onto 5 electrical circuits. Each circuit is made up of 2 brass rods that connect to a specific solar panel mounted on the front of the building. So as the solar panels have more energy, have more voltage, the clicking sounds will be faster and louder. And as they get quieter, as there's on days where there's less sunlight, they'll be slower and softer.
And it seems to create this collage of sound that kind of evolves and changes. I mean, it seems almost like you hear a meadow full of crickets or bugs, and you know, you can pick them individuals out at times, and sometimes it just sounds like one big cacophony.
So May's individualized each circuit. She added nuts or bolts, or she added different materials onto the circuit, so the clicking sounds are different from each other, but she was very interested in having unified sound, so that each of the 200 individual clicks really came together to make something greater.
So we just walked into this building here. Tell us where we are and what we're hearing.
Sure. This is the Fairchild Physical Sciences Center. And what we're hearing is Jakob Kierkegaard's sound art piece, which is titled Transmission. So what Kierkegaard did is, at the invitation of scientists out west, he went out to Utah and Arizona. And he took seismic data from natural rock arches from several different sites. And that data is very low, so low, and the sound waves are so slow that we can't hear them.
And they're subsonic.
They're subsonic.
Okay.
And so what he did is pitch them up so we could hear it, and then come to this atrium and tuned it to the space. So though the sound is coming from 4 speakers, it really sounds like it's coming from the building itself. The other thing he did out west is he recorded above ground sounds from those same locations. And he installed those on the 4th floor of this very open atrium. So if you go up, you get the above ground sound. So it's really creating almost a sound landscape in the building.
It seems to be a perfect example of taking art out of a gallery and putting it in an environment or in space that people inhabit anyway, and trying to incorporate art into our everyday environment. I'm wondering about some reactions, which you've heard around campus, which you've heard from people who have wandered through it, who maybe didn't know that this was there and have experienced it maybe almost inadvertently.
It's interesting. I think for some people, there was a little bit of initial hesitation or maybe a little bit of worry about sort of what is sound art, and if this is a place that I work or a place that I visit every day, is that going to be really intrusive? And in general, the response has been really positive. People seem really delighted to discover these installations. Some of the places where the sound is more subtle, I wonder if, like, first-year students who come and it's already installed, they only know that space with that sound. And so only when that sound goes away will they really recognize it potentially. But in general, the more that we've talked about it, once we sort of explain it or people really take a minute to stop and listen, people tend to really respond positively and be excited about it.